Mr. President, I just want to make sure I heard right. You said motion carried is motion denied, correct?
Motion carried to deny, yes.
Yes. Good morning. Is it still morning? Good afternoon.
Yes, it is.
I have one item, and this relates to the award of the contract for the Woodland Park project. We solicited about 42 companies directly by email and fax, in addition to which the project was advertised in the daily newspapers and appeared on the county's website until bids were opened on April 9th, 2015. Four bids were received. The bid amount for the apparent low bidder was $204,494. County Council had approved a total project budget of $142,900 at its July 15, 2014 meeting. Thus, we had to explore other options in order to maintain this as a viable project. We approached the Sussex Conservation District, and they provided a proposal for the site work, that is the construction of the trail, only for $99,995. In comparison, the price for the site work by the low bidder is $158,284. Our estimate of the cost of the non-site work items, that is, for example, the fencing, kiosks, etc., is approximately $45,000. So when this non-site work amount is added to the Conservation District site work proposal of $99,995, we have a total for the project of $145,995. This is much more in line with County Council's approved amount of $142,900. It is proposed that the non-site work items be procured via letter bids. So that this represents the most cost-effective approach. Therefore, the engineering department recommends that the bids received be rejected and the site work be contracted with the Sussex Conservation District.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that all bids open on April 9th, 2015 for contract 12-27 Woodden Park project be rejected, and further, that the Engineering Department move forward to contract the site work with the Sussex Conservation District at an estimated amount of $99,995, with the non-site work items to be contracted by letter bids at an estimated amount of $45,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion, we support the contract, bid award.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, yes. To approve the recommendation of the engineering department, which is to disallow all the bids they received and to contract them with the Conservation District and the other stuff. Any questions on that?
Yes, sir, if I may.
Mr. Arlett.
Question I have is that we received three bids, is that correct?
Four bids.
And the lowest bid that we had received was for...
$204,494.
Yes.
Okay. And then Sussex Conservation District approached us.
We approached them.
Forgive me. But bottom line is that they, through their efforts and through their contract, I guess they had somebody submit a contract to them. Is that correct?
No, they are going to do the work themselves. Yes.
Okay. I just want to have a better understanding of that. Okay. So they are going to do the actual work themselves.
Yes.
And hence the savings of the money.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
And they're going to do exactly the same thing. What is it? $204,000.
No.
They're going to do the same thing for $99,000.
They're going to do the same as this would be. The site work only.
The site work only, which is just
with the original bidder, the low bidder. And so it's going to drop from 158 to 99.
Right. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're going to do the same amount of work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Okay. So it's on this.
Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant for your consideration is the Delmarva Council Boy Scouts of America. They're requesting $2,000 to assist with the camping experiences of their scouts. In 2014, 809 youth in Sussex County participated in various scouting programs that focus on developing character, practicing good citizenship skills, and being mentally and physically fit. Last funds received was $2,000 from the countywide youth grant.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What is the balance right now in our countywide youth grant?
So we have $1,200 in the countywide youth grant.
Didn't we have some money left over from the human service grants last week that we awarded that were?
Yes, that is correct. We had $1,600 left over from the other countywide grant that we do, which is human service, and they both come out of the same line item, so we could use it at $1,600.
Use the excess money, correct? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And July 1st, we will start budgeting over again, right?
Correct. That's
this
correct.
At the end of the budget
yes.
year. Okay.
Pleasure, counsel, on this request.
Well, following up on what you just said, Mr. President, I will suggest that we take the $1,000 from the youth grant and $1,000 from the human service to total of $2,000 for the Boy Scouts of America.
I'll second that.
I have a motion to second to grant $2,000 to the Delmarva Council of Boy Scouts of America for program expenses and youth grants.
Yes.
Where it'll come from.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one's Rehoboth Beach Main Street. They're requesting support for their annual 4th of July fireworks in Rehoboth Beach. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
I will continue to do that. It almost feels like there's a million people there. And many of them are Sussex County residents. It will on the eastern side of the county, because I know on the western side they're going to be doing some fireworks over there. So it is quite a display and well attended, and it is very expensive to put this kind of show on. So we at the county, my council medic fund, I'd like to support that with $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Cole's Council Bank account to the Rehoboth Beach Main Street for a fireworks display July the 4th. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Town of Laurel. They're requesting support for the Laurel Fireworks Celebration. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Arlett, are you in?
Have any pleasure in this? Or?
I wouldn't. I would love to also provide $500.
That's a motion.
That would be a motion to do
motion,
so.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Town of Laurel for Laurel Independence Day Committee Firework Display, being $500 Mr. Arlett's account and $500 in my account. Questions on the motion?
Second.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Eastern Shore Afram Festival. They're requesting support for their annual festival. Each year, this festival provides an opportunity for people to come together for a positive cultural experience in a family-friendly setting. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $700, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $100 each from Ms. Deaver and Mr. Phillips.
And the event is in?
Seaford.
That's right. And it always has been, right?
Yes. But it is a large area.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll make the motion that we do this same thing.
Mrs. Deaver, you want to put your $100? Are they okay with you on the motion?
It's $100.
You did last year. You want to
I know
it
I
this
did.
Year?
But I'll do it. This, I can do that.
Okay. Mr. Arlett, you want to do anything? Or
that'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So the motion is $700 being $500 from my account's bank account, $100 from Mrs. Deaver's, $100 from Mr. Arlett's.
So moved.
That motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the last one is the Lewis Historical Byway. They're requesting $7,000 to help with the construction and administration of the byway. There have been no past grants for this project.
Yeah, right. It's just getting underway. And I spoke with our senator and our representative, and they have made substantial grants themselves. And so I would like, on behalf of Sussex County, coming out of this account that I have, to donate $7,000.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Correct.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $7,000 to Lewis Historic Byway for project expenses from Mrs. Deaver's Council Bank account.
That's very small compared to what.
Do we have a second for
Senator
that?
Lopez?
Yes.
I have a second, Mr. Wilson. I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, a second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I am going to vote no on this one.
Okay. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Opposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Very good. Council members' comments. Anybody have any comments from council? Any comments from council?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Go ahead.
Mrs. Deal?
I was at the event where Senator Carper and Senator Coons came to take a look at the Broadkill Beach work, and it was a knockout. The berm that they're creating on that beach is very large, and the state is spending no money for that. The county is spending no money, and it's coming from federal funds, and it's coming from a maritime industry organization from Philadelphia, and they're looking at shipping. And this is my understanding. Anyway, I say it's a tremendous project, and it's making use of spoil, and that's all it is spoil. So I just want to. Oh, by the way, they have bugs there that bite the heck out of you. So I'm carrying that with me. We should have been warned, but it was a great event, and I'm very grateful to the two senators for helping out with some federal money.
Okay. Anything else from council? Mr. Arlette, you had something?
I would. I don't know what we're doing as of yet. Perhaps we'll talk about that here in a little bit, but I would like to publicly go on record. I think we ought to consider the comments we had today regarding the AT&T tower. It is disheartening. I think regarding the situation we have in front of us, so I think that we perhaps ought to consider something there. On a public note, we have had the opportunity to get out and be a part of some of the various events that were going on this last week, and to include the EMS open houses on Saturday, on the maritime event that was there in Lewis on Saturday. And the event last night up in Lincoln, talking about this expansion of the 100-year flood zone to 500-year flood zone, and how that could be very impactful for our community. And so I think that we have lots going on, and just appreciate that opportunity.
Council,
a question, Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore, we'll be able to discuss that issue that Mr. Arlette just talked about in maybe executive session.
That's my understanding. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Anything else from council?
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, to move into executive session for
second.
Pending potential litigation. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried. Executive session on pending potential litigation.
We're done.